Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Crowds have grown and shrunk off and on throughout the day at the only entrance and exit to Coast Guard Alameda Island as protesters gathered at the news that Border Patrol agents were stationed there. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby joins us to report, CHP officers in riot gear were able to clear the road, allowing for some cars and trucks to leave the island. But some protesters are still calling this a success.
With only one entrance and exit to the island, a protester on a bullhorn told the crowd at one point that federal authorities probably realized their mistake and wouldn't be back. The protests, like many have been recently, was a dance party at times and very tense at other times. Raleigh, who lives in Oakland and says he wanted to be here to stand up for immigrant families.
These people are hardworking too, and it's really a lot of nonsense about them being criminals. There are no more criminals than are in the White House right now. Right now, if you want to find criminals, look through the cabinet of Trump.
Nick is a veteran from Berkeley.
These ICE guys could never do what these Coast Guardsmen do. They couldn't pass MEPS. They couldn't meet the qualifications. They're too sick in the head. They're too sick in the body. They're just messed up people. They're monsters.
In Alameda, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Political and spiritual leaders in the East Bay say they will continue to stand up for the rights of immigrants. KCBS's Matt Bigler with that part of the story.
Oakland is and will continue to be a welcoming city for our immigrants and our refugees.
Oakland Mayor Barbara Lee addressing the arrival of the Border Patrol in the East Bay, stressing.
The Oakland Police Department does not and will not assist with immigration and customs enforcement.
Protesters who blocked the entrance to Coast Guard Island were largely supported by faith leaders who came from all over the Bay Area. Gayla King is with the Interfaith Movement for Human Integrity.
The Bay Area is a beautiful place with so much diversity, and we're going to protect that. And so as much as they want to come with their anger and their hate, we're going to come back with our love, with our power, with our faith, with our songs.
In Oakland, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Sonoma County's district attorney is moving forward with murder charges against a man alleged to have supplied four high school students with drugs laced with fentanyl. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from Santa Rosa. Two of the teens died and two others were hospitalized.
The two counts of murder come on top of the four existing counts of possessing and selling narcotics. 22-year-old Ramon Nunez-Galvan is accused of supplying cocaine-laced fentanyl 8 months prior. That led to the overdose deaths of 18-year-old Logan Camp and 16-year-old Gia Walsh.
The whole community has been impacted by this tragedy.
Sonoma County District Attorney Carla Rodriguez says a complex case like this takes time.
What are the facts of the case and what is the evidence? And what is the just thing to file on? When we make any filing decision, it's can we prove this charge beyond a reasonable doubt to 12 jurors? Would 12 jurors understand that?
Rodriguez says the case has made parents more vigilant about protecting their kids from fentanyl.
It's just an insidious problem. and it's like a mountain, an avalanche, and we have a teaspoon that we're digging away at.
Galvan is being represented by a public defender. He'll enter a plea a week from Tuesday at the Hall of Justice in Santa Rosa. Mike DeWald, KCBS.
The teenage driver in a deadly crash in Marin County is facing a misdemeanor manslaughter charge. Four girls ages 14 to 16 died in the crash in Woodacre this past April. One teenage passenger and the driver survived. The charges follow a CHP investigation that found the driver, who was 16 at the time, was at fault for the crash on westbound San Geronimo Valley Drive. According to the CHP, she had been going at least 20 miles above the speed limit when she lost control of the vehicle and smashed into a tree. The driver, who was 16 at the time of the crash, is also facing two other charges, one for speeding, the other for transporting passengers under the age of 20 while driving on a provisional license. An investigation into illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia has led to the arrest of 34 people. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports it includes two high-profile members of the NBA.
Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat veteran point guard Terry Rozier are under arrest after a multi-year investigation announced today by the FBI. Rozier was arrested this morning at an Orlando hotel accused of using NBA insider information in an illegal sports betting operation. Independent sports journalist June Lee says Rozier has been under investigation for the last few years.
Into whether or not he was using bets on small actions that can happen within a sports game.
That led to the discovery of a gambling ring involving former Cleveland Cavalier coach Damon Jones and illegal poker games.
In conjunction with the New York City Italian Mafia, that also implicated Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups, who was coaching a game as recently as last night.
June says this is a huge problem for the NBA.
If the NBA has looked at the situation and found nothing, and it turns out the federal investigators are coming in and finding something different, it speaks poorly to the NBA's ability to regulate itself and find bad actors within the system.
Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Illegal drone flights are surging in Yosemite following the government shutdown. Drones are banned inside Yosemite National Park, but private tour guides tell SF Gate they saw as many as five in one day near El Capitan. Spokesperson for the Interior Department acknowledges that drone use in national parks have become a problem, but they dispute there's an increase due to the government shutdown. The New York Times reports an increase in base jumping as well, which is also illegal in Yosemite. Dozens of park superintendents have urged the Interior Department to close national parks until the government shutdown is over. This is day 23 of the federal government shutdown. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear a challenge to same-sex marriage at their private conference 2 weeks from now. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, this doesn't mean the case will go to full review.
The challenge involves a local county clerk in Kentucky who refused to issue a marriage license to a gay couple based on religious grounds. Even with the current court makeup, it's unlikely the case will be reviewed unless there are five justices who could potentially vote to overturn same-sex marriage.
You know, the Supreme Court almost always denies review in every case. Some cases are obvious candidates for them to take, but this really isn't one. So I'd be very surprised if they did anything other than deny this one.
Rory Little, professor at UC College of the Law, San Francisco.
It takes five votes for them to really grant review. They can grant review with four votes, and they probably have four votes, but they need a fifth to win. So I'd say that this is not likely to be granted, but we'll see what happens.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
And President Trump has pardoned Binance founder Changpeng Zhao, who created the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. Zhao served prison time after failing to stop criminals from using the platform to move money connected to child sex abuse, drug trafficking, and terrorism. The pardon announced today caps a months-long effort by Zhao, a billionaire commonly known as CZ in the crypto world and one of the biggest names in the industry. He and Binance have been key supporters of some of the Trump family's crypto enterprises. Zhao said in a social media post that he was deeply grateful to Trump. The mayors of California's largest cities say they're missing a large chunk of state funding that will go a long way to supporting efforts to address homelessness and build affordable housing. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports it's a first-of-its-kind effort aimed at finding solutions to the state's biggest challenges.
Nearly $1 billion in funding for housing programs was cut from this year's state budget. This bipartisan coalition of mayors from California's 13 largest cities wants it back. The call coming at the first ever Big City Mayors Summit, bringing all these leaders to San Francisco. In all, the mayors representing about 11 million Californians from San Diego up to the Golden Gate Bridge. Oakland Mayor Barbara Lee says the success or failure of housing programs often comes down to money.
I'm convinced that we're going to move forward and find solutions in a new way, in a creative way, with additional sustained funding.
San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan says many of these efforts are siloed, with big cities taking action on getting people off the street. But he says that only goes so far if California's counties, smaller cities, and the state don't follow suit.
We need more partnership and more problem solving from Sacramento in order for us to have the impact where it's needed most.
The Big City Mayor's Summit also emphasizing the need for the building of more affordable housing. Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.